anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Tiffany Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Faction.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets. And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Hello there, this is Jalyn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. And Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is the ultimate way. It's a 5-pack saucy terrine snack that you can only get at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, but you can find it in pet stores as well. Good pets, food, supplements, and treats give your dog a healthier life. Enter the promo code PETS in the box that says promo code and get 10% off at GoodPetsFoods.com. Treat supplements for your dogs. Also, don't forget Life Boost Coffee, clean, non-GMO specialty bean coffee that helps you achieve the healthiest, tastiest cup of low-acid coffee in the world. You can get 58% off your first order at lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. And don't forget to join me in Costa Rica. Give us a call. Colette Tours, 800-581-8942, booking number 1299-885. This is Talkin' Pets.
The humans are cooking some beef, and I'm giving them my puppy dog eyes. Mom says that's not for puppies, but I only got... one question in reply. What if it was for puppies? Oh, what if it was? What if it was for puppies? What if it was for puppies? Yeah. Please just give me some beef. That's all I want. That's all.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I want to know, too. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalyn Sidlow.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
So, don't forget, you can also, if you're not listening on your favorite radio station, you can find us on Alexa, and you could just say, Alexa, CRN4, tune in, and that will take you to the show. Also, we do have it on our website, talkinpets.com. Click on Listen Live, and you can tune in to the show that way. And we also do have, you can find it other ways as well on your social media, so check all that out. But once again, you can find us right now at 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401, and this is Talkin' Pets. We have a special guest that's going to be joining us in about 20 minutes. Dr. Chris George is going to be filling us in from Elanco, and he's going to be telling us about the parvovirus, which people may be unfamiliar with, but you should be familiar with. So stay tuned for that interview. It'll be for a couple of minutes with Dr. Chris George, the veterinarian and infectious disease specialist with Elanco Animal Health. But once again, 818-818-6401. Hey, Jillie, 2 weeks in a row.
Hey. I know. I love it.
So... welcome back. Kay's here producing, and Sydney's there at CRN.
Hey, and Kay.
Hey, Jillie.
We also have the audience of one in the studio with us here, which would be the little guy. He's 4 years old, and Camden. So he's got his little headsets on, and he's listening over there as well. So, but how are you?
Me?
Yes. How was your hike with your dog?
It was good. It's been raining on and off all day, but it was good. I got a lot of starting to plant things. I think that we're done with the dastardly cold weather for a while, even though I'm still getting some nights in the low 40s, but nothing's going to freeze again, I hope. So I'm starting to plant my roses and my lilacs and everything else in my garden, putting in my pumpkins and my squash, and we'll see how it goes. I'm excited.
Yeah, I've tried doing that here in the tropical atmosphere, and the bugs have a field day on my tomatoes and anything I try to plant. So it's kind of hopeless.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of bugs up here. I mean, yes, there's ants and things in the ground, you know, but I've never seen worms as big as the worms I've seen up here. I mean, talk about fishing worms. They're amazing. But we don't have mosquitoes and things like that, so it's a lot easier on your crops.
I remember when I was a kid, and I used to love to go fishing. So in my front yard at night, I'd go out there with a flashlight and a bucket, and I would pick off night crawlers at night. The big worms would come out of their holes, and I'd grab them and use them for fishing. So we don't have that down here. They don't come out of the sand. Other things come out that I don't want to mention. But my front porch actually today is full of kitties. Mama Cat had her kittens, and now they're walking and running around, so they're all on my patio, my front door patio. So Kay walked in today, and she's like, I want one. You should take one.
No, we have one kitten already.
But I always say one cat needs a companion.
That's true. They do.
And Camden, little guy over here, said, I want two. So now you got to get another one.
I think Marcellus would kill me.
But the thing is though, it is important to have two cats rather than one because of the fact that, you know, two cats will play with each other. They won't play with your furniture. So it's always best to have two. The other thing with that, too, though, is you're going to have at least three litter boxes. So, and best to have them in different parts of the house. Because a lot of times people don't realize if they put their litter box for a cat in a certain part of the house, and then they have people over, or maybe they're having a little get-together, and that cat's afraid of people that it doesn't know, it's not going to use that litter box. If it has to go really bad, it's going to use somewhere else in the house, because it can't get to the litter box because it's going to have to go past the people in the house. So you got to take that into effect, too. You know, being a cat daddy for, geez, my whole life, really, I've gotten to know them pretty well, and now I've got three rescues, so although one of them I found in my piano earlier. And she knew she wasn't supposed to be there, because when I walked into the room, she came flying out, and she knocked over a picture and a couple other things, but yep, she was up there and should not have been.
Was that Shadow?
Actually, it was Summer, surprisingly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm surprised about that.
Yeah, I am too, actually. You know, and I'm trying this one thing. I was at the, you went with me before, to the Global Pet Convention. It's like every
yes.
pet company is out there at, you know, they do it every year in Orlando, Florida. It's a big convention. It's gigantic. And one of the guys there gave me this pouch kind of thing. It's supposed to spell away cats from getting into things they're not supposed to get into. So I had put it on the chair to the piano. And it seemed to have worked because they stayed away from it. But she jumped up on the other side. So now I put it up there to see if there's a possibility that maybe it would work. But I've seen it work for dogs. Can't think of the name of it right now, but it's a little pouch and it's a deterrent. It smells actually pretty good to me. But apparently it doesn't smell good to cats and dogs. But yeah, the cat one is not as well working as the dog one, but I heard it works quite well. So there's a lot of different products out there that, you know, to try and everything, but some of them are good, some of them not so good.
I miss going to that with you. That was always so much fun every year.
Yeah, you get to see everything that's out there pretty much.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of the same kind of products out there, but you got to pay attention to how they're built. I mean, there's some products that people will pick up because they're cute to you. But if it's got buttons on it or things that your dog can swallow, that's not good for your dog,
right.
Let alone your cat. So you want to kind of stay away from those items. There's other ones now that's a big controversy out there. It has been for years about red dye. They're going to back off on that now because they found that it causes cancers. So take a look at the colors of the toys that you're getting for your pets. You might want to stay away from the red for a while, at least until things get changed. But then also, too, with any kind of toys or foods, make sure you read the labels. And if it's not in the label, then the company that's putting it out there is not doing their job. Because according to, especially with foods, they should be putting everything in the labels and everything and what it contains. But once again, if you've got a question, a comment, a story, we are open to it. Dr. Chris George is going to be joining us in about 20 minutes to talk about parvovirus. You definitely want to stay tuned for that because it's extremely important. But give us a call at 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
And this is Talking Pets.
Silly bean got me motivating. Waking bake early morning and my dome is changing. But the FBDs won't let me be. Or let me be me and plant my trees. With TGA now, can't you see?
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us. Ugh. Does your morning coffee leave you with heartburn or an upset tummy? Regular coffee's high acidity can turn your daily ritual into a digestive nightmare. Meet Life Boost Coffee. Naturally low acid, smooth and gentle on the stomach. Enjoy bold, rich flavor without the burn. You know, for a limited time only, get 58% off your first order at lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. But hurry, this deal won't last. Visit lifeboostcoffee/pets now to claim your discount. Finally, love your coffee and love your belly. Life Boost Coffee, brew the healthy choice.
Love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
U.S. Senators Democrat Tina Smith and Republican Mike Crapo have introduced the Rural Veterinary Workforce Act, a bipartisan effort to tackle the nationwide shortage of veterinarians in rural communities. The bill would exempt veterinarians from federal taxes on student loan repayment funds received through the Veterinary Medicine Loan Repayment Program and similar state programs, extending a benefit already available to physicians. In nearly every state in the country, there are shortages of veterinarians, especially in rural areas. The record shortage causes serious harm to the health of animals and the public. Providing additional funding to the Veterinary Medicine Loan Repayment Program and updating the tax code to better serve veterinarians will allow more qualified vets to do vital work with our animals in underserved communities. This particular program, established in 2003, offers student loan relief to veterinarians who commit to working in underserved areas for at least 3 years. However, the current tax policy imposes a significant federal withholding tax on those loan payments, limiting the program's effectiveness. Access to quality veterinary care is vital for Idaho's agriculture industry. By addressing the burdensome taxes on the Veterinary Medicine Loan Repayment Program, these legislations would allow more veterinarians to serve in the rural and underserved communities most in need and help ensure ranchers and farmers have access to these essential veterinary services. The bill is co-sponsored by a bipartisan group of 12 additional senators, reflecting broad support for strengthening veterinary services in agriculture and underserved regions. For more information, visit the official website of Senator Smith. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
There's a special kind of doctor who can treat a cat or dog, a cockatoo that's got the flu or an not so jumpy frog. A well-trained veterinarian, most often called a vet, has just the skills to cure the ills of every kind of pet. When a dog won't bark and a cat won't purr, when a bird goes bald or a turtle grows fur, when a rabbit's got a limp and an earache too, when a cow goes when she should go, when a horse gets hiccups and they just won't stop, when a fish is all red from a belly flop, when a gerbil has germs, you can bet that pet's gonna get much better when it sees a vet.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
And we are live, so when you call in to 818-818-6401, if you've got comments, questions, maybe a training question, a behavior question about your cats or your dogs, pick up the phone and give us a call. We would like to talk to you about that. The lines are open, and Sydney's there at CRN. You'll talk with her first, and then she'll put you on the air with us. But coming on in about 10 minutes or so, we're going to be talking with Dr. Chris George, a veterinarian and infectious disease specialist with Elanco Animal Health. And we're going to be talking about parvovirus, so something that you definitely need to listen to. But once again, so Jilly, what about you? You have your one dog, Xerxes, now. Have you been contemplating another dog in your life?
I really, really wish I had another female Rottweiler at this point in time, but I don't think it's fair to him to bring somebody new in, and I can't be here on a constant basis for the training. And he's really, really liking being a singular unit. He's been always like fighting for that first place, even though he's the show dog. He's the one who got all the attention most of the time. And my girls were away a lot because they're service dogs. But when they were in the house, they were always top dog and he was bottom dog. So he's kind of enjoying it. And he's become a better dog because he is a singular unit with me right now. He listens better. He reacts better. And he's probably healthier and smarter than he's ever been because he's not always been the most intelligent Rottweiler I've had. But he's just really wonderful. And he's going to be
he's all brawn, no brain.
Yeah, yeah, he's not the sharpest pencil in the box, but he's very protective, and he is, I feel safe with him up here because I'm way up in the mountains, and he's a good dog, you know. He'll be 9 in August. Wow. I expect him to live, hopefully, to 11 or 12 would be wonderful, but, you know, we'll see.
And, I mean, 9 alone for a Rottweiler the size of yours, the size of Xerxes, is a long time.
It depends on how you feed them.
Yeah, you know, I agree on that.
I've kept him. I've kept all my dogs away from commercial food, so that way I have a lot more longevity. And I also was a part of breeding his parents, so I knew exactly where he came from. And yes, a lot of pedigrees do not live as long as mutts because mutts have stronger, you know, systems. Because, you know, I can't explain it because I'm not a veterinarian, but I know most mutts live longer than pedigree dogs, and especially large pedigree dogs.
You know, they say that's a fact, actually, and I think it's because the mixtures of the breeds in there, whereas, you know, pedigrees are actually known for having certain problems, like the Cocker Spaniel is known for having, like, hair issues, like skin issues.
Right.
And, you know, so you combine all those different breeds in there, I guess it makes the immune system and everything a little bit stronger.
Yeah, and Rottweilers are very susceptible to cancer and hip dysplasia. He does not have any of those so far. And turning 9, that's good, because he would have showed signs of that when he was much younger.
You know, it's interesting because my mom always said, get out there and play in the yard, get dirty, you know, and stuff like that. Because it just, as a kid, it helps your immune system. Nowadays, kids, they're stuck in the house, they're playing video games and everything. Their immune systems don't become as strong because they're not affected
with that
stuff in the beginning. So the same thing with animals. I mean, and that leads you into also socialization. Anytime you have a cat or a dog, you want to make sure that you socialize those animals within your home and amongst your friends and all, so that they're more common and more assured of basically who's in the house, correct?
Exactly. And like it, just like you say, like kids, you know, they're stuck in the house. They're not stuck in the house. They're just too lazy to go out and play and do
That's
stuff
true.
And think like we did when we were children.
We had to invent games.
We did. And I do the same thing with all of my dogs. But, you know, now that I'm down to one, I make it. It's very important to me that he and I have specific time together every day in nature. And we have pathways, and we climb through the mountains, you know, and then sometimes I'll take him into the state park and get up to the top, and, oh, we see all sorts of wildlife. It's wonderful. But I'm broadening his horizons as well as broadening my own. So even if you only have a park, a city park to go to, or, you know, something that like a river walk or things like that, the more you get out and the more you participate with your animal, the better off they are going to be, the happier they're going to be.
And you are, too, like you said.
You're going to be happier. Yes.
And, you know, it takes the place of going to the psychiatrist every week. You know, you get to go out with your pet and then see nature and all, and it's calming. A lot more calming than what we put up with on a regular basis. So,
exactly.
And I always say having animals in your life is like the major positive, because I know it lowers that level of stress within your body 100%. Mm-hmm. And I know that for a fact. So I always recommend having pets. And I also recommend having pets for your kids. Because this way they grow up with them and they become... I mean, when I was growing up, didn't exactly have the 100% wonderful life, but I always had my dog or my cat to talk to if need be. So,
yep, mine were my best friends, my horses and my dogs.
Yep. It's amazing what animals can do for you. Coming up next, we're going to be talking with Dr. Chris George for a little bit, veterinarian and infectious disease specialist with Elanco Animal Health, so stay tuned for that. Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We'd like to talk with you. So pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401.
Dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm. It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your dog's pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code, Radio4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio4. Again, that's promo code Radio4.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. 2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
In Springfield, Massachusetts, multiple crews worked to put out a car fire on the I-91 exit Monday afternoon. And during the incident, a dog was found inside a storm drain. West Springfield Fire Lieutenant Spear said that crews were called to the car fire located on the highway. The vehicle was fully on fire and the gas tank ruptured and spilled fuel towards storm drains in the area. Due to the environmental risk that the fuel leakage posed, the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection was alerted to the incident and responded to the area. While fire crews worked to divert the gasoline away from the storm drains, they discovered a dog inside one of the drains. Lieutenant Spear said that the dog was alive and appeared healthy and did not seem to be connected to the car fire. West Springfield Animal Control arrived on location to take the dog into its care. Oftentimes, when a dog goes missing for an extended period of time, it's not usually an ending that turns out so good as this one. The dog has now been reunited with its owners and was reportedly missing for 1 month before the police discovery. In a Facebook post by Animal Control, the dog named Allie was reported missing last month from the Forest Park area. According to Allie's owners, Animal Control and first responders were two of the four groups that helped in trying to locate Allie. Allie will be medically evaluated to ensure she does not have any health concerns from her time away from home. One individual was injured in the result of the fire and was taken to be treated for burns and smoke inhalation, but is expected to survive. The Chicopee Fire Department and the Massachusetts State Police provided mutual aid. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I was mean to him before. I guess that's why he walked out my door. I really wish I could see him some more. Too much fun. I put up a fire and got the town crying. My dog was lost, but now he's found. My dog
Welcome back to Talkin' Pets. Elanco releases new data showing states with the highest canine parvovirus outbreaks. Now, canine parvovirus, an often fatal puppy disease, has the highest reported outbreak rates in seven states, according to new data from Elanco Animal Health. Some of the states with highest reported cases of canine parvovirus outbreaks include California, Texas, Arizona, Georgia, Florida, Illinois, and New York. Joining us is Dr. Chris George, a veterinarian and medical affairs specialist at Elanco Animal Health. He grew up in Kansas City, and after earning his DVM degree at Kansas City University, he completed a rotating internship at VCA Mission, followed by an internal medicine residency at Kansas State University. After residency, Dr. George moved to the Pacific Northwest, where he practiced small animal internal medicine in the Tacoma and Olympia areas prior to joining Elanco. His professional interests include endocrinology, nephrology, and gastroenterology. When not working, he enjoys cooking, traveling, and hiking throughout the Pacific Northwest. Now, Elanco Animal Health Incorporated is a global leader in animal health dedicated to innovating and delivering products and services to prevent and treat disease in farm animals and pets, creating value for farmers, pet owners, veterinarians, stakeholders, and also society as a whole. So, Dr. George, what is parvovirus and what are the signs and symptoms?
Of course. Parvovirus is one of the most common, highly contagious, and potentially fatal viruses that we see in our canine or dog patients. So it can happen in any dog of any age, but we most commonly see it in our young or unvaccinated dog. So think about puppies. Ages 6 weeks to about 6 months of age are our most susceptible population of dogs. Now, it's a gastrointestinal virus or GI virus. So the most common symptoms we see associated with that are things like vomiting, loss of appetite, diarrhea, or lethargy, which is just generally acting sick or ill.
How is parvo spread?
The most common way that parvovirus is spread is through either direct or indirect contact with contaminated feces. So now a dog doesn't have to necessarily go and eat another dog's pile of poop, which absolutely happens, but they can do something as simple as just walking through a contaminated environment and then licking their paws later on. It can also be spread by us. So it can be spread on our shoes or clothes that may have come into contact with contaminated feces, and then that dog either sniffs or licks our shoes and can be exposed that way as well. It's a very hardy virus, so it can live in the environment or live in the soil for upwards of a year or potentially longer. So it can stay there and expose these dogs for a very long time.
How can you protect your dogs from parvo?
Absolutely. Prevention is paramount with canine parvovirus, and there are a lot of great tools that we have available to help prevent parvo. The first and best is going to be vaccinations. We have highly effective vaccines for canine parvovirus that your veterinarian can help to make sure that your dog is up to date on vaccines, or if you've got a brand new puppy at home, they can start that vaccine series to make sure we get them protected as soon as possible. The other way we can help prevent the spread is by being good citizens and scooping our dog's poop. So if your dog is out in a park or out in a public area, make sure you pick up after them to help limit the spread of canine parvovirus. We can also go, there's a great parvo tracking tool that's now available on stopparvo.com. So you can visit that website and see Elanco's Parvo Track, which will identify outbreaks of parvovirus down to the county level. So our new pet parents can sign up for alerts to be notified if there is an outbreak in their own backyard. They can also report cases on that website as well to make sure that everyone in their community is aware if there is parvo, in their own backyard.
So what treatment options are there for parvo?
So if your dog does unfortunately contract parvovirus, one, make sure you know what the signs and symptoms are. So if they are developing vomiting, lethargy, loss of appetite, get them checked as soon as possible. And if your vet diagnoses them with parvovirus, historically, our only treatments have been symptomatic care. So treating the symptoms while the virus simply runs its course. That typically involves intensive ICU care where dogs can be hospitalized for days on end. Fortunately, Elanco now has come out with a canine parvovirus monoclonal antibody treatment, or CPMA for short. This is the first and only USDA conditionally approved targeted treatment for canine parvovirus. So it actually neutralizes the virus itself and treats the underlying disease and not just another symptom. So this therapy can help these puppies feel better faster and get home quicker. So if your dog does come down with parvovirus, make sure you ask your vet about CPMA as a potential treatment option for them.
Dr. Chris George, where can our listeners go to learn more?
There's a great website available. It's called Stop caninparvo.com. So you can learn about all things canine parvovirus, including the innovative treatment from Elanco called CPMA, as well as sign up for that parvo tracking tool so that you know if there are outbreaks in your own area. And you can also report cases to help out your community as well.
Dr. Chris George is a veterinarian and medical affairs specialist at Elanco Animal Health. Thank you so much for joining us here on Talkin' Pets. It was a great pleasure.
Yes, thank you.
And this is Talkin' Pets. I hope you enjoyed that interview, of course, with Dr. George and parvovirus, something you need to be aware of out there. Also, please, if you need to give them a call or actually check them out further, it's elanco.com is their website for the company, E-L-A-N-C-O.com. But the website that he gave out for Parvo is stopparvo.com. So check it out, stopparvo.com, if you want to educate yourself on it more and protect your pets. So, Jilly, did you ever go through that with one of your dogs, getting parvo, or no?
I actually did. My very first litter, I had two puppies who got parvo. But because I had 12, nine survived, and then everybody's healthy, and they're about 3 months old, and then two of them got parvo, and they spent 3 days in the veterinary hospital, but they came home, and they were fine. And we were all okay after that. But it was a very scary thing because that was decades. That was the 90s. So that was a long time ago when I was just starting to breed.
And it's scary, though. I mean, to see.
It's very scary. Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of things out that are scary out there now. So,
yeah. One of the puppies was my boy who became my first world champion. He had six championships. He was very.
Yeah, because
awesome.
You used to show, right?
Yes.
At all the dog, dog shows across the country and so on and so forth. And I know that's where we met, you and I.
Yes.
Was at Westminster, actually. And then didn't we fly home together that time, too?
We were on the same plane going home. Yes, we were.
Yeah. It's a small world, isn't it?
And then you invited me on the show. You did interview me there. Because that's back when I was working for Judy Davis, and we were talking about the green room that was downstairs in the Hotel Pennsylvania, where people could groom, and we had genetic testing, and the dogs had a place to use the bathroom, girls, on one side, and boys with little trees and hydrants and stuff like that. Because it's...
I remember that hydrant well.
Yeah.
I couldn't get in the men's room, so I used the hydrant.
Gosh.
You got to go.
Also, people were able to bathe their animals as well there because we had bathing stations because the hotel didn't want them bathing in the rooms because the plumbing was so old. And
so
of course,
because we didn't have a contest in this hour, because we had the interview with Dr. George, I'm going to give something away right now. So the third caller that calls in to Sydney at 818-818-6401, if you have not won coffee before, this may be your last chance. So, Life Boost Coffee is yours if you're the third caller. But you had to have not won in the last 90 days. So, if you have, then you got to go for something else. But the third caller that calls in, you don't even have to come online. Sydney will let me know who it was, and we'll announce you. But be the third caller at 818-818-6401, and a bag of coffee is yours. We have medium roast, dark roast, so just let Sydney know what you want, and it's yours. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Call now, and a bag of coffee from Life Boost Coffee is yours. And don't forget, up until this week, you've got lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. If you go there, you can get 58% off your first order. So I recommend doing it this weekend. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. And hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Sonoma County Vintners Association encourages you to open your favorite bottle of wine and share it with family and friends. Why not try more talking than texting? More social engagement and less social media. And let's spend time with real friends and not computer-generated ones. Wine is family, friends, and connections. Wine is us. Cheers to us. Brought to you by Sonoma County Vintners. Enjoy responsibly.
As part of Mayor Karen Bass's plan to brace the city for a nearly $1 billion budget shortfall, the troubled Los Angeles Animal Services will be among the many departments forced to lay off employees. According to the mayor's proposal, the department would be forced to lay off 62 staffers, eliminate 49 vacant positions, and cut 10% of its budget, roughly $6.4 million. During his presentation to the council members in March, City Administrative Officer Matt Sasbo described layoffs as inevitable, with 3,500 positions on the chopping block. Bass proposed budget includes 1,647 layoffs and the elimination of 1,074 vacant positions, which has frustrated advocates who have criticized animal services in the past few years. Removing employees is absolutely ridiculous, animal rights advocate Rebecca Corey said. Corey has run for the Stand Up for Pets Foundation for the last 15 years. Her nonprofit delivers food to shelters and pays for veterinarian services. She also created a documentary highlighting the issues that have plagued LA Animal Services in the last few years, including the high euthanasia rates and overcrowded shelters. We should be adding 200 positions, she said. As a charity that has been serving this community for 15 years, raising hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of supplies and helping with angel grants and offering spay-neuter and offering solutions, I'm literally being ignored by Karen Bass. In 2023, the former general manager of Animal Services, Stacy Danes, said many of the animals are suffering in our shelters, and so are those who care for them. We keep animals in crates in hallways for days, weeks, or months at a time, Dane said. Staff and volunteer are injured by animals subject to fear, anxiety, and stress. Our caregivers know that animals receive substandard care, which harms their mental well-being. We cannot allow the suffering to continue. Danes was placed on administrative leave last August and eventually resigned as general manager on November 30th of 24. I want Mayor Bass to open her ears and pay attention to what we're saying and the cries of the animal welfare community, Corey said. Leslie Marin joined the CBS 2 Los Angeles news team as a general assignment reporter in November of 2019. She also helps anchor CBS News Los Angeles on the weekends and has covered many of the animal stories. Visit TalkinPets.com for more info and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. That is the number to call, 818-818-6401. You know, it's like, it seems like there's so many organizations, Jillie, out there that are having to make cutbacks or their staff is being let go. And it's a sad situation. I get both sides of the story. If people weren't doing their job, that's one thing. But if you don't know, even know the people or know the jobs that they're doing, that's another thing when you're just saying you got to let 10,000 people go.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it all comes around as well as, you know, having adoption services available that are doing the right thing and stopping the puppy mills from overbreeding and selling puppies that are very sick and, you know, all the different stuff that goes on with that. But there's so many beautiful animals out there. I know during COVID, people went out and adopted and adopted and adopted like crazy.
But yeah, but then the when sad it was part over, was
they gave them back.
Right.
And that is I'd like to slap each and every one of them individually because
I'll
that's
get right
so
behind
mean.
You.
It's so mean and it's so horrible for that dog's disposition. You know, all dogs want to do, and most cats as well, is just be loved and give you love in return. And if you take the time, if you want to be a pet parent, you should be the best parent you can be. Just as if you had children, you should be the best parent to your children. You should be the best parent to your animals. And
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
You know, it just, and it saddens me to look at these organizations and these shelters and rescues that have to actually put the animal down because there's just too many. I could not imagine doing that. I'm not that kind of person that can.
I love that I have the opportunity and that as the owner, when my dog is old or my dog is sick, if it is better for them to go over the Rainbow Bridge, that I love being able to do, and I love that I can do it in my own home. But having to do that every day to hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dogs across the United States is just heart-wrenching. It's horrible.
No, it's hard. It's definitely hard. And losing an animal is, you know, who as a pet is equally as hard. I just lost two of my Finches. Not as traumatizing as if it were one of my cats. But, you know, my Finches, they breed like rabbits if you let them. But... Hey, I want to give a shout-out to Kathy out there in San Diego. She's getting coffee. She was a call-in, as well as Todd
Yay.
In San Diego as well, getting coffee from Life Boost Coffee. Don't forget, you've got this weekend to order at 58% off, lifeboostcoffee.com/pets, and that'll give you 58% off, so make sure you check it out. But Kathy and Todd, you got coffee coming your way from Life Boost. Enjoy it. It is absolutely amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah. You can't go wrong with it, that's for sure. But, and you know, it comes in pods as well. Matter of fact, Todd's going with the pods, and Kathy's going with the grain. So, congrats. Again, a big thank you out there to Elanco Animal Health and Dr. George coming on that filled us in about parvovirus. So it's very important to keep up on that. Don't forget, if you want to find out more information about it, you can go to their website, www.stopparvo.com. Stopparvo.com. So check it out. So from myself, John Patch.
And Jalynn Sidlow.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
We say goodbye for this hour of Talking Pets. And don't forget, spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. It's a lot better to do that now than have to deal with litters that you're going to end up seeing their lives ended at a shelter or a rescue. So, and if you can, adopt at a shelter or a rescue, please. We say goodbye for now for this hour of Talking Pets. Bye for now.
Bye, y'all. So what if we just hold the truth? Yeah, goodbye looks good on you, and it looks good on me too.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.